This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you're a radio listener, you're missing dramatic photos and video that are playing behind me of up close at the Giant Hotel, the armored limousines coming in, helicopters, you name it. It looks like something out of a science fiction movie, but it's real. These meetings shrouded in secret, merging what was left of the Nazi elite with the Anglo-American Empire at the end of World War II. The meetings began in 1945, but didn't officially kick off until 1954 in Oosterbeek, Holland, when the group was given the name the Bilderberg Group. Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller both attended the 1954 meeting with the father of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, Prince Bernhard, the SS officer. And they're back in their home, Austria. Beautiful country, amazing culture, really great people, except they love black uniforms and tyranny for some reason. Some of them do. That's just kind of the flavor. They think Darth Vader's cool, I'm sure. I guess Vader is a Germanic name for father. But let's just continue here now with Rob Dew. Rob Dew, please continue.
Okay. While we were there, we got some up-close shots of the other antenna arrays, not the actual truck, but the other one that was up closer. And we also found a map. They had maps in the police line strung up everywhere where the actual line is set now, where if you go over this line, you're done. You're getting a $500 fine, 2 weeks in jail. And then we went up back to the entrance of the hotel, shot some footage there, interviewed Charlie Skelton. I actually just put up an interview I did with an Italian parliament representative. His name was Paolo Barini, I think is the right way to pronounce his name. He was actually up there. He's concerned. Mario Monti is coming to this Bilderberg this year. And also the Lily Gruber, a news executive and anchor, who's sort of like she does a lot of political interviews. So, of course, they're inviting her up so she could help dish out the agenda in a nice, soft, simpering way that trendies will agree with.
Well, it's also there so that other reporters can dream someday, if they keep their mouth shut too, they might get invited as well and get to, like, worship Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, rub his feet or something. Totally disgusting. And, so we have two different vantage points in which we could perform some reconnaissance tomorrow during the event. Hopefully we'll get some of them out on their balconies, because we got... I know exactly where to go. It's about an hour hike from the bottom, but we can get up there. And I was told even that there is a radar station up higher up the mountain near there's a cabin up the mountain that this guy goes up there and he sells beer to hikers. And there's a radar station nearby, and this guy's really pissed off about it. So
now we know why you want to hike to the top. It's not to get video.
Oh, of course. No. I mean, I can bring my own beer with me.
I'm joking.
Everybody's just talking about this guy that he sells beer on top of the mountain, so it sounds like a real hermit-type person who is pissed off about the Bilderbergers. So I'd like to find an old person that's pissed off, because I have yet to find an old person that's really pissed off about this. The only people I've found are young people that are concerned about this. The old people have given up. They've submitted. Okay? It's like that sculpture we shot a couple days ago of the globalist, giant globalist stepping on the peon. I mean, these people have just submitted, and it makes me sick. So to find an old person that's really fed up about it, I can't wait to meet him.
What kind of beer does he sell?
I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow. I'll definitely tweet a picture out. And that's the problem. We can't, when we're on location, we can't send out a lot of tweets. My cell phone's not working. Josh's isn't working. Paul seems to be working, but it might be because he's on a European plan. He can get tweets out. But, I mean, we're really having a hard time getting stuff out. We actually have to come back to our hotel.
Well, they admittedly have jamming equipment. I mean, that is jamming equipment, but it's also really stingray to grab all the cell phone data.
Sounds like they're jamming you right now, Alex. I didn't make that out.
I was just saying that that's also a stingray-type system. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Charlie Skelton on. If at the bottom of the hour, Paul Watson, you or Josh want to add more, please come back, but I want you to coordinate with the writers and folks right now, Steve Watson, Don Salazar, Kit Daniels, and others, to get all your photos and videos out to the world as we engage in real journalism, because the corporate or media won't do their job. Now, London Guardian is doing their job, so their guy got raided.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Infowars.com is barely up right now. We're getting massive traffic. We normally get over 1 million individual visitors a day. We're getting 1 million every few hours right now. And the site's very interactive. We have free video feeds and more. Bilderberg deploys giant stingray to grab all digital communications. Surveillance truck parked outside Bilderberg is a giant stingray type system. I would just add type system on steroids. And you can see in the videos, we'll get some screen grabs of that as well, that there are other towers that have been put up from trucks or trailers. We just can't see because trees are in the way. We can see even bigger masts. And we talk to locals that, let's just say, have access to the hotel. They say none of their cell phones work. It is a jammer. So very serious situation. Violating all sorts of EU laws to have these systems, because I've seen the EU laws and the UK laws as well that are similar. We have laws here as well on the illegal stingrays. And when I say stingray, it's like saying taser. People think of all electrical devices for defense or whatever as a taser, though there's dozens of companies. We don't know exactly what companies machineries involved, it's just commonly known as a Stingray type device. Now, we've had our reporters harassed at their hotel. The police have come there. They've stopped them, searched them at the checkpoints, knowing them by name. We then put out the police department, state police department's name, and they call it state police. It's federal police, but they're sub-district over that state. In Austria, you called, they backed off, stopped harassing them. But Charlie Skelton, award-winning journalist for the London Guardian, wrote this story yesterday. At the G7, we journalists were pampered. At Bilderberg, we're harassed by police. And last night, they got raided. They came into their lodge hotel room, rousted everyone. This is unprecedented. They know exactly who Skelton is. They escorted him off the mountaintop when he first arrived 2 days ago with a police escort in front and back of his car, even though he had a reservation up the mountain. He got back up to his reservation. Again, TheGuardian.com, Charlie Skelton joins us to talk about this situation. We now have a bright green armored vehicle showing up to menace 10 journalists. We have just squadrons of police stomping around and getting in everyone's face. Charlie has been detained in other countries. He's been stalked, harassed, like the late, great Jim Tucker has been. They tend to really target Skelton because The Guardian is undoubtedly the number one paper in the UK. And from talking to family that lives in Germany and talking to folks that go to Europe a lot, I've been to Europe, but not that much, The Guardian is the English-speaking paper, and people all speak English in Europe or try to communicate. And so it's kind of the international language. So it's the biggest paper probably in Europe itself. And so this is like them going after a New York Times reporter in New York City. It's very bold. It's very aggressive. It's very dangerous because if they can go after Charlie Skelton, folks, they can go after anybody. And so we either hang together or hang separate. He's a mild-mannered fellow as well. He's a comedy writer, journalist, and actor from Suffolk, England, an Oxford University graduate. He started as a journalist writing features for the Evening Standard and The Guardian. He began reporting on the Bilderberg Group many years ago, and at first kind of thought it was a joke. Very soon didn't think it was. So he joins us now. He works with his wife as well, getting out some of the hardest reporting out there. So thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Thank you. Can I just compliment you on your amazing-looking studio?
Well, thank you. You know, the Guardian coverage has gone to the front of the paper website. It's in the physical paper. This has got to really upset the Bilderberg Group. Tell us what happened to you and why you think they're so bold.
Well, I think it's possibly because the juxtaposition of the G7 and Bilderberg this year has meant that there's the policing here is on an extremely heavy scale. I mean, there's a lot of it. It feels to me as heavy as it was back in 2009 in Greece, and it's not as bad as that, but it's still there's still a big police presence, and yeah, I think it has something to do with the gigantic security operation that was the G7.
And for folks that don't know, the G7 just ended, and this is basically a continuation of that.
Yeah, it finished like a couple of days before, and about 20 miles away, just across the border in Germany. But, you know, the experience of being a journalist in the two places could not be more extreme. I mean, there we were pampered and primped and helped out in every way imaginable by the government. And here, you know, we're impeded and hindered and harassed by the government. And it's very strange to have gone one from the other. It's like getting out of a hot bath and jumping into an ice bath. You know, it's quite a shock.
Why do you think it's so different, A, and then B? I mean, I know you got the classic British gentlemanly demeanor. When stuff happens to Watson, he never wants to talk about it. But you got raided last night, so let's talk about what happened to you.
Well, I ended up with three policemen in my hotel room, but they were checking my identification. Now, bear in mind, my identification had been checked twice at two separate police checkpoints about 15 minutes before, no more than that. So I was an extremely checked and identified person at this point. But it wasn't good enough. So these three policemen in their, you know, fluorescent bibs and their sidearms decided to stand over me for it must have been about a quarter of an hour. This is at 1 a.m, right, in my hotel room. I got so bored and I was so annoyed. I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to be aggressive. So I just took my trousers and shirt off and stripped down to my pants and said, I'm taking a shower. And went and got into the shower, had a shower, came out in my towel, and they were still in my room, still checking me out, possibly checking me out in my towel, I don't know. But they said, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Skelton, you've got to put your clothes on and come to your car. So I put my clothes on, and the interview continued out of the car, where they searched the car. I don't know quite what they were expecting me to have put in the car somewhere after the...
And I know full well you're writing cover stories for the biggest newspaper in Europe, and they're acting like this.
Well, I did say to them, look, I mean, I know this is annoying for me, but at least you're giving me something to write about. So, I mean, I was out there for so long that I decided to just start talking to them about Bilderberg. And I just said, look, I know you're treating me like a criminal right now, but there are actual criminals up in the hotel. You happen to be pointing the wrong way, you guys. You know, there are convicted felons up in the Bilderberg.
Kissinger, Petraeus, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, and there's an Austrian guy as well who's just been handed out Rene Benko. He's just been handed out a 1-year suspended sentence for bribery. You know, so they knew him, and they said they were aware of that. And they started looking a bit embarrassed at that point. And then I just started talking about HSBC. There's a lot of HSBC there this year, and they've literally just a few days ago had to pay £28 million to the Swiss banking authorities for money laundering.
And that's just right over the mountains in Switzerland that's going on.
Yeah, and in fact, if you look at the list of participants, you'll see that there's a member of the very senior banking, Swiss banking official from Geneva is also one of the attendees.
So we've got the people basically over the regulations of banking. They're meeting with the HSBC people. I mean, this isn't a conflict of interest.
Yeah, not just that. It's the HSBC's chief legal officer is there, as well as the group chairman, and the British British Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne.
Who's over banking.
Yeah, exactly. So it couldn't be a more sort of sick little cluster going on for 3 days in private, in absolute private.
This is not your granddaddy's smoky room, as our reporter Jakari Jackson put it. I mean, this looks like something out of a science fiction movie. If folks have seen Dune, the movie with the spaceships on the landing field, the hotel looks like some bizarre science fiction spaceship that's landed, and it's there in the middle of the Alps. It's just a bizarre scene.
But it does look like it's about to sort of retract its wheels and take off into the skies. But yeah, it's a strange place, and this, you know, when you think about the amount of money being spent by the state on policing this and on essentially stopping reporting happening, and things like I know you've reported on one radar mast. I know there's also a military radar station which we found out about a couple of months ago, just again down from the hotel. So there's a lot of military here. There's a lot of state police, but all of this money they're putting into it. All of that money, they just can't find a line in their budget for a press center and some proper accreditation, like the G7 does. You know,
well, I mean, what about England? I mean, the police were so nice. We had 3,500 people there. You helped put on the whole event. It was a huge success. We exposed it. The media said, yeah, it's a criminal lobbying group. I mean, what's the difference between the UK police, who aren't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, compared to the Austrian police?
Well, clearly the decision had been made in the UK, and I think also in Denmark the year after, to liaise with the press and with protesters and to enable their actions. So in both cases of Copenhagen and Watford, we were given a hand by, you know, I'm not being an apologist for when the police do bad things, of course, but in those two instances, it did seem like the police were working to help us both cover the conferences.
Well, I had the police tell me, I had the state, federal, and locals all tell me they don't like Bilderberg.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember hearing that in Sitges in 2010. The head of the police, some people were arrested up, crawling through the bushes, taken to the head of the police, and he just went, yeah, look, I'm with you guys. So, I mean, you get a lot of sympathy from people, but, you know, the Bavarian police aren't seeming to be the most sympathetic at the moment.
Yeah, maybe no, it's the famous cliche, and it's a cliche because it's true. A certain percentage of the Germanic folks love authority, and all they know is it's the big evil hotel with the big wigs there, and they're going to grovel to it. We'll be back. Stay there. I want to learn what you think's on the agenda that we haven't learned yet, who may be on the list and not on the list. Charlie Skelton from The Guardian, raided at 1 a.m., drug out in his underwear, and he's calmly taking it.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I had to go get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Charlie Skelton, final segment with him. He's on a deadline to get out his latest report. Charlie, you know, they come into your place. They take you back out to the car. I mean, this is really outrageous in a Western country. It's what I expect to hear from a third world nation. I mean, I know you don't like to draw attention to yourself, but I think journalists should rally to your aid and others' aid because we've really seen an attack on journalists the last few years across the Western world that's unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the way to do it, I think, is to try and push, well, in this instance, to push for press accreditation and for a press center and to build relationships. Because the more you can build relationships, the less exposed you feel. And I guess that's also applies to relationships between journalists. But, you know, there's precious little journalism going on when you in the mainstream media. When you look at what went on in the G7, where there was this kind of prepackaged stuff being fed out from the government, all this pooled footage and photos being kind of regurgitated and chewed over. And it didn't strike me that was particularly real journalism. Whereas, you know, seeing your guys out there and climbing up a mountain and taking photos of radar masts and that kind of thing, that's actually, you know, it's not easy to do. And I don't think journalism should be that easy.
That's a good point. Modern so-called journalists just sit there, get a government or corporate press release, republish it, and put their name on it.
It's all press releases. I mean, the whole of the G7 was a huge press release. It was to be inside it and to be in that within the press center, this giant thing held in an ice skating center, it was very surreal at times. And it was surreal because everyone was taking it seriously. It was like they were looking at photos of a pantomime. And Goldilocks was up on the screen, and they were all going, "Oh my God, Goldilocks looks like she's in trouble." You know, it was like that kind of seriousness of the whole thing, and that's what was. It was like cognitive dissonance. I felt when I
sure.
When I saw
what
it.
Do you make of the armored vehicle rolling up to you and nine other journalists like you were terrorists?
Well, it's kind of bizarre. I mean, it's part, I suppose, of the general militarization of police. I suppose there's so much of this equipment that's just finding its way and trickling back into the domestic police forces, which is a bit grim. And I guess in America you have a lot more of that. Every town has one store and a tank. But it's kind of weird, and it's just such overkill. I mean, it's so unnecessary. In fact, the policing and the checkpoints are so heavy that there's precious little few people out here, you know, standing even by the gates. It's very small this year, you know, and I have seen one mainstream journalist, which is good, but unfortunately she was in a Mercedes being driven up to the hotel. She's the editor of a Norwegian newspaper. So, I guess I've seen one mainstream journalist. So that's good. That's a good start.
Yeah, they're inside and promise not to talk. In closing, we know some of their agenda. What do you think this year's Bilderberg's really all about, and how would you summarize other key points as a journalist that you're witnessing?
Well, from the agenda, obviously, the AI leaps out with Google DeepMind, and this, the general shift of Bilderberg towards high tech and towards those spheres, you know, with their people like Peter Thiel from Facebook and Alex Karp from Palantir and Schmidt from Google, etc., and Mundy from Microsoft. These are big players in the tech field, and it's very interesting to see their presence and their power is growing within Bilderberg. So that's interesting, and I guess also Greece is a big thing. And you've got a member of the executive board of the European Central Bank. You've got two European finance ministers, three European prime ministers. They're going to be talking about Greece and the Grexit. And they're going to be talking about it with all these creditors, like people like Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank and Morgan Stanley and Lazard and HSBC, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. But, you know, not a single Greek-serving politician will be there. So, you know, if I was the finance minister, Yanis, of Greece, I'd be wanting to come here now.
It can't make them happy that the UK wants to get a vote on staying in the EU, something that never got to be put in the EU before. I notice they've got some of the media people there as well that are big on keeping the UK in the EU. I notice some of those folks got invited into Bilderberg, and we know that it ties into TPP as well.
Absolutely. Well, everything does. At the moment, everything ties into the big trade agreements. And there's some key lobbyists for that here at Bilderberg, you know, at the very top level. And you could almost describe the whole meeting as a lobbying opportunity for these trade groups.
Why do you think they're targeting you so much? Because my reporters said it days ago when you first got there that they were seen to be targeting you, and I don't think there's any doubt of that now.
Well, I'm just flattered to get any kind of attention. I suppose once a year I get hooked to my underwear and chat to a policeman, and it's nice. And I should point out, by the way, that I stripped. That wasn't stripped.
I understand, but you're in your place, and then they take you back outside. I was being a bit sarcastic there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do next? Or maybe you can't say.
Next now?
Yes.
I just carry on trying to report. You know, it's all you can do. All you can do is turn up and do your best to report on events. I mean, it's very simple.
We're talking to a rare man, a real journalist who works for a major media outlet, Charlie Skelton from The Guardian. Thank you so much. We'll cover your action here every day.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Mark Dice coming up.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I went out walking through streets paved with gold. Lifted some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye. Yeah, I went with nothing, nothing but the thought of you. I went wandering. I went drifting through the capitals of tin, where men can't walk or freely talk, and sons turn their fathers in. I stopped outside a church house where the citizens like to sit. They say they want the kingdom, but they don't want God in it. I went out riding.
Johnny Cash bringing us in. Bilderberg deploys giant stingray to grab all digital communications. That story is up on Infowars.com. It's also jamming communications. We also have linked up there the Mark Dice video that's also on DrudgeReport.com. We'll put that article on screen. Obama zombies, Americans sign prankster petition to nuke Russia video. Doesn't that just say everything? And he's done more than 100 of these videos, I would guess, where he comes up and says, I want to put all gun owners for Obama in forced labor camps. And they go, yeah, I'm sick of these people. We want to put all Republicans in death camps. Yes, we want to burn the Jews for Obama. I mean, you could say anything. For Obama, they say yes. Well, now nuke Russia for Obama. This is political correctness. Just mindless idiots who have no intellectual acumen, who have nothing. They just are good, and everybody else is racist, and everybody else is bad. In fact, I never even played the clip of Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, doing an interview, and his daughter's like 13, and they said, hey, you want to move back into New York City so you can meet more boys? And their daughter said, that's sexist. Girls liking boys is bad. And they said, you're joking, right? And she said, no. You see, men and women together is bad. All men are rapists. This is the mind control. You could say ban men for Obama. And I guess women would sign it. We've gone out in Austin, you know, hey, let's kill babies up to age 5. Sure, it was for Obama. As long as it's for Obama. How do you like your doubling, tripling health care cost that was supposed to be free? It's the mind control. So Mark Dice joins us. He has a new book out. He's written a bunch of books. They're excellent. And the new book breaks down the Bilderberg Group. We'll talk about that with him some in a moment. We can put that up on screen as well. The Bilderberg Group, Facts and Fiction. So we can get his take on Bilderberg Group as well today. But Mark Dice, media analyst, joins us. Mark, we're going to play this video here in a moment. But I tell you, I've been out there to California. I've seen it myself. I've seen it at UT and other trendy areas. This is a cult of idiots. Paul Watson had an article last week titled The Rise of the Idiots. In the West, the IQ points are down 14% in just the last 20 years. We are not just dumb from not being trained and not being educated, but we are dumb because of the environment we're in, whatever's causing it, the fluoride, the rest of it. But, I mean, this is the rise of the fascistic idiots who can hardly talk but can say, I love Obama. 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 Hey, you know, I don't want to open our borders up and pay for it. Shut up, racist. I don't want to have my health care written by foreign insurance companies with death panels. Shut up, racist. All they know is racist, racist, racist. Polly had a racist. Polly had a sexist. Racist, racist. I'm intellectual. I'm intellectual. Racist, 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 racist. I love Satan. I kill my babies. I love Mao. Racist, racist. I mean, and I'm not joking. I can play clips of feminists running around screaming, I love Satan. I love killing babies. Blah, with their tongues hanging out. Hell, Satan. I mean, this is, perhaps they don't have souls, and this is some interdimensional demonic infestation. I mean, I'm joking, but maybe I'm not. Mark Dice, what do you have to say? I think we're having some Skype problems.
I got audio now.
Okay, good. What do you say to all this? I mean, how dumb are they going to get?
It's amazing. I mean, I didn't hear the intro there, but as you saw, as the audience maybe knows, this video outraged Russians because we're kind of used to this kind of political comedy, I guess, but it's a tragedy. And so I've been getting emails from a lot of major Russian newspapers and television networks, not just RT. I'm talking about Russian major mainstream media. They're absolutely outraged and stunned. I don't think, obviously, the humor probably didn't transfer over, but to see the fact that an American citizen or a whole bunch of them would be willing to launch a nuclear strike at this day and age, decades after the Cold War has ended, is absolutely stunning and has appalled them. We are in the idiocracy. It can't get much worse. These are like three-year-old children that I just order them around and they obey and they don't think they obey Obama. It's absolutely incredible, especially this far into the Obama presidency when he has failed at everything. He's backtracked on just about every promise. He's expanded the Orwellian.
Mark, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you and then give you the floor. But you just said something incredible. They accidentally had you potted down. You couldn't hear my 3-minute, 4-minute rant intro about your book and how these are zombies and how dumb they are and how they're not even really liberals. How they're just in this cult of just using magic words and what Jerry Seinfeld said about political correctness. And then you come on and say exactly what I was saying without even hearing me, because it's veritas. It's truth. These people are a dangerous cult of sick freaks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can see sometimes I didn't even get to finish to mention that it was about nuking. I just said, hey, will you help Obama? And they were just more than willing to help. These are people who probably were too lazy to get up and drive to the polls and go and vote or send in an absentee ballot. But if you just put a petition in front of them, you give them a pen, and they just feel, hey, all I need to do is sign to help Obama. And you can see in these last few videos I've added an Obama shirt just to add to the overall theme of supporting Obama. It's incredible, man. I mean, obviously not everybody signed the petition, but the fact that anybody would sign this and not pick up, and in some of these instances, I mean, I'm repeating myself 3 different times as they're signing it. This is to nuke Russia. This is to launch a preemptive nuclear strike. Maybe they think a nuclear strike means that it's like a worker striking. They're not going to go and work. Maybe society's gotten so dumbed down, Alex, that maybe some of these people, I'm thinking, hopefully, they think that a nuclear strike is opposing a nuclear attack. It's astounding. And I understand why the Russians are so upset. I just saw a video this morning. A Russian journalist attempted to do the same thing over in Russia, asking his people to sign a petition to nuke Americans. And it was something only like 2 out of 30 people signed the petition. I never thought I would be in starting a potential international incident. But this is what's happening in America, particularly Southern California, which may be an extra special brand of stupid.
But, of course, they're smarter than us because they're liberal. It doesn't matter if we're real classical liberals, paleoconservatives, whatever you want to call us. They can just wave a wand and feel better just calling us racist or sexist or whatever. But a lot of times I talk to my reporters, usually about 9 out of 10 we'll say turn in all our guns for Obama. About 7 out of 10 say put conservatives in forced labor camps. And then they speak perfect English. And they'll go, oh, don't tell me about it, buddy. I'm sick of these people. Let's put them in a camp. You know, you have that famous video. But when you look at this, it's just so flabbergasting what a cult they're in. Because beyond just being stupid, they want to submit to that gang. But what percentage of people, how many did you talk to, how many said, yes, let's nuke Russia?
You know, a lot of people just simply don't want to pay any attention to somebody bothering them on the beach with a petition. So a lot of people just keep walking and they don't even pay any attention to what I'm saying. They just say no thank you and they keep on walking. But out of the people who stop, I mean, the vast majority of them will sign it. It's astounding. When I started this petition series a few years ago, I never thought people would be signing. I thought the comedy bit would be me pretending to be in this Obama-loving zealot and to evoke such an incredible reaction from the people about this character's, you know, insane devotion to these insane policies that he wanted to support. And it was the exact opposite. And so there's probably 40, 50 different petition videos, man on the streets, repealing the Bill of Rights. It's just incredible. I mean, some of these videos take 10 minutes, 15 minutes to shoot, and the majority of that time is me standing there waiting for somebody to come by. Because I usually will target, you know, somebody that's by themselves. If there's a group of people, somebody's going to have a light bulb go off in their head. The odds are if it's a, you know, family of 3, 4, or 5 people, somebody might have a light bulb go off in their head and get it. So I'll usually just target one person that's walking by themselves. And I do use the power of suggestion to demonstrate what it is that the president does, to demonstrate how the mainstream media is able to just repeat a lie over and over a few times and people just start to believe it through the power of suggestion. And I'm just a guy in a T-shirt. I don't have a badge. I don't have a suit. Just from telling them, before they start to think Some of them might not have done it, might have had a light bulb go off in their head, but I derailed their thinking. You can see by just repeating myself.
Yeah, but it's not just that. I mean, some of your critics say that, and I'm sure some of them, I mean, you're using sales tactics, but you're very calm. You repeat it three times. If you look at some of the liberals, I mean, these look like professors and people that are well-spoken, and they're like, yeah, we've got to put the Republicans in forced labor camps and take their guns. I've had enough of them. The guy's like, I hear you, man. You don't have to tell me. I'm sick of these people. I mean, a lot of them know what they're doing when you're saying, let's put the Jews back in ovens and for Obama. I mean, they know what they're signing. They just can't say no because you put the word Obama in front of it. You're simply illustrating that that's the cult they're in. Go ahead.
One of the petition videos was to ban any display, public display, T-shirts, bumper stickers, etc., of any religious symbols, which would be a clear violation of the First Amendment. And these liberals couldn't wait to sign up. I mean, there's no power of suggestion. They wanted to ban Christian symbols, bumper stickers, and T-shirts, and they couldn't wait to sign up fast enough for that. And then, you know, I did a petition to repeal the Bill of Rights, and then I did a follow-up just to interview people, just to try to get the reactions. I would just tell them, hey, Obama wants to repeal the Bill of Rights, you know, just to move us forward in the New World Order. You on board with that? Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the key word is, will you do this for Obama? And they're so liberal now that they will and want to violate the basic freedoms that we've established in this country to support their
political agenda. I want to play your powerful report that's on drudgereport.com, infowars.com, you name it, and all over Russian news, all over some U.S. news now. Beyond jaywalking, I mean, these are the real people. And I'm not insulting so-called liberals. You go to so-called liberal areas, they are the dumbest, most suggestible people on the planet. I know Republicans get pretty bad as well when they think their guy's in power. So it's kind of a mob psychology. You call them zombies. Ted Cruz calls them the fascist left. I just call them a cult of dumbasses. I mean, I don't know what you call these people, but it's scary to know this is who's taking over America. I want to play your report. Here it is, folks.
We just need a couple more signatures. This one's to support President Obama's new plan to deal with Russia, and they're violating the UN. Violating the UN sanctions, so we're going to launch a preemptive nuclear strike. Birthday to support the nuclear strike against Russia, and a signature. Really appreciate that. This is the one way we can maintain our superiority.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
President Obama has decided to implement some new sanctions in order to prevent some trade imbalances. Prince, birthday, and a signature. And part of those, part of the plan to deal with Russia is to launch a preemptive nuclear strike, which will help to maintain America's superiority in the world. I appreciate your supporting a nuclear attack on Russia. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, here, just real quick, we're just getting signatures. You've seen that Russia has been threatening the United States lately and trying to flex their international muscle,
and here's the thing.
Violating all sorts of treaties.
If they launch nuclear weapons at us, we're going to blow them into smithereens.
Well, this is to support Obama's plan for a preemptive nuclear strike to Russia, just to send them a message that we are still the world's first and only superpower. Just a print here, a birth date, and a signature, just to support America.
Well,
real quick.
I have lived in America all my life.
You're an American. We need to get behind the political power. Print, birth date, and a signature to support the preemptive nuclear strike.
Well, he doesn't disappoint me, because this is the only thing I really signed for.
Birth date to support the nuclear strike against Russia, and the patriotic thing to do these days, signature, to send Russia a message with a preemptive nuclear strike. Thank you for supporting that.
I hope he doesn't disappoint me.
President's plan to launch the preemptive nuclear demonstration against Russia for violating the...
No thanks, man.
We're just trying to show support for... we need 100,000 signatures to support Obama's plan.
You could tell that last guy was a vet. I mean, he looked at you like you were crazy. And that's the problem. So many people have not been in the military. They just have no idea. We're talking about the end of the world here. You ought to go out and ask him to support the end of the world for Obama and you know, blowing the planet up to stop racism. You know, the planet's just too racist, and God tried to destroy it with water. Obama will do it with fire this time. Let's just blow the planet up for Obama. I mean, you know, that'll take care of the Ku Klux Klan. We'll kill all of them by blowing the earth up. I mean, you're right, though. This is how they can get up on TV and say there's no drone program, or Obamacare doesn't have death panels, or, you know, the TPP's public, but you can't read it, as Paul Ryan just said. I mean, it's not just the Democrats doing this. They're deploying the biggest lies I've ever seen, Mark Dice.
And you can see that last guy was happy about it. He didn't want Obama to disappoint him by not nuking Russia. And apparently, these people, their brains have degenerated so far that they just can't even understand what the consequences would be. They're operating off of such a primitive, really a subhuman intellectual level, back to the primitive us versus them tribalism. They want to battle Russia. They want America to be number one. You can hear me using the buzzwords like this is patriotic.
Yeah, they think you're number one by killing 180 million people.
This is what happens in an entertainment wasteland. We have an entire generation or two now that have just been raised on television. The more brutal, the more vicious the entertainment, the more entertained they are, the more they love it. So detached from news, the only information they get is through their Instagram and through their Twitter accounts, and most of the...
Let's just say it. They're gone. They're not people.
They're subhuman zombies.
By design. I mean, they're gone. This is what the establishment manufactures now, is jellyfish heads. We'll be back. Mark Dice.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Dice is with us 5 minutes to the next hour. Then Larry Klayman with big breaking news. It's going to be joining us from Judicial Watch. There may be a microphone open in that control room, guys. But before we go any further, I just want to remind everyone that we're supported by viewers and listeners like you. Thank you so much for your support. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Please check out InfoWarsStore.com. We do have a limited supply back in. As I told you, we had some being manufactured, but we're running out of the crystals themselves. We're trying to procure that. Of the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the purest iodine out there. Most people, again, have thyroid issues out there because they don't have enough iodine. Consult your physician first, but you die without this key element. It's the good part of the halogen family. We have a limited supply back in. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. A limited supply of that is back in. The Oxy Powder, the Super Mel Vitality, the Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, all of it high quality, competitively priced, and it supports InfoWars.com and what we're doing, fighting for the Second Amendment, fighting for sovereignty, fighting for pro-life, fighting for common sense initiatives, fighting for GMO labeling, fighting to expose and fight the TPP. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We got 20% off ProPure right now, one of the biggest sales ever. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're also a platform for other great media analysts and activists and journalists to come on, like Charlie Skelton earlier from The Guardian, or Mark Dice of MarkDice.com. Mark, tell us a little bit about your new book that I haven't read yet. I've read some of your others on the Bilderberg Group.
Continuing with my Facts and Fiction series, now the latest book, The Bilderberg Group, Facts and Fiction. And it chronicles the Bilderberg Group's history, their discovery, their slow exposure, particularly the last few years, thanks to social media, thanks to people like yourself, largely, and Drudge Report now for the fifth year in a row, which has been covering it. So if you're new to this, or even if you've been familiar with it, you can pick up some serious pieces of the puzzle. A lot of people don't know that the Bilderberg Group, I mean, they have a checking account. They have to have a checking account, so they have a business entity. It's called American Friends of Bilderberg here in America, and they operate as a tax-exempt charity foundation, which means that some of their financial records have to be made public. So I've been able to get them. It shows that they're spending about $1 million a year on the conferences. It shows who the donors are. It's quite a fascinating look into the history of the Bilderberg Group. And as many of your viewers know, it's been confirmed a conspiracy fact now. And it's incredible how such an important group of people, you know, Jim Tucker has that famous quote about if 120 sports players were to meet, it would be big news. But 120 of the world's most powerful men meet in a hotel that's shut down and surrounded by armed guards and now private security, privacy fences as well. It's just not news. So you can't say this isn't newsworthy. You can't say that it's not interesting. It's certainly more powerful than the G8, the G20, or Davos, any of these major world economic forums. But the fact that there's not a mention, and there hasn't been, at least for primarily the most, you know, last 60 years, coverage or even a mention in the mainstream media, is quite obvious that there has been a plan, call it a conspiracy, an agreement between the Bilderberg Group and all American major mainstream media to leave them out of the leave them out of the news.
Sure, these are the puppet masters. They don't want us looking at. Folks can find your book at Amazon.com, MarkDice.com. We should carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. We've carried a lot of your great work in the past. We're going to go to break, come back in 70 seconds, and get more into the Bilderberg Group and how they control the media and have helped turn the Westerners into such dumb idiots.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Third hour, straight ahead, InfoWars.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire